When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, sluts. I'm the goth Santa Monica house, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm the Barbie Santa Monica house, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising. And we're your astro sluts.
Killed it.
Pause for meme houses. Yeah, if you're not familiar, it's like the houses that are next to each other and one's pink and purple and one's completely all black. I feel like you have to know what we're talking about, but if you aren't, just flip on the video for this and you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
Or head to our Instagram if you're not a Spotify user. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just are them.
We're just giving we're houses. Just,
yeah. the stereotypes are true. And they're us.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast. We're talking about the haunted house systems today. And we're houses.
And we're, oh my God.
That's clever of us.
I didn't think about that.
I didn't either.
Oh my God.
We totally thought about that.
Good work, team. Oh my God, I'm happy we did that.
When the stars align.
The stars aligned in this moment.
You want to know how to get that guy? Text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
How was your week?
It was also just horrible again. I do at least feel like I'm reaching. Okay, well, in therapy this past week, I realized that like the problem was boundaries.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in Ghost of a Podcast, mm-hmm. the episode of this week was also like, when you do not set boundaries, that is like when you feel like just everything's happening to me. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. So even just like the second I started setting boundaries, like throughout the day after my therapy session, I was like, oh,
yeah,
things are much better.
No, for sure.
So I'm at least now at the place where I'm like, in the mental capacity to like be able to be like, I'm unwell. What do I need? Whereas before I was just like, I hate existing and everything is awful and it's just always going to be like this forever.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
So at least I went grocery shopping last night. Like, I think I could start to
calm
heal.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But we'll see. What about you?
It was okay. I had a nice weekend though. I had, I just came from a cake decorating class and we made like spooky cute cakes. So that was very fun. I just bought Julia Fox's memoir, which I'm really excited to
read.
I
also just ordered it.
Yeah. Did you listen to the celebrity memoir episode?
No.
It's quite good. They thought it was quite good. So I was like, okay, actually like want to read the whole thing.
I just like the cover. I was like,
I know. No, totally. And then I have Britney's memoir on the way. Exciting.
I'll borrow that one after.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to read it. And then yesterday we went, my boyfriend and I went to the casket races in Forest Park. If you're like an Oak Park person, Forest Park, you probably know what I'm talking about. It was so funny. Such a good Halloween activity. I really just expected people like with cardboard on a shopping cart to be running down the street. People were dressed. People had like elaborate like homemade coffins, but they weren't all coffins. They were like fun and silly. There was like a supermarket sweep one and everyone was dressed as groceries. It was like so cute. So just fun little spooky season things this weekend, which was nice.
Is it like hard to participate or could you guys do it next year?
No, I think you just have to sign up. Like,
I think you should.
I know, I really want to. Because my boyfriend could like build a really good one.
No, you guys would win.
I know. No, he like would be really good at it. Because there's like a mix of like definitely businesses, but then there seem to be like there was an Addams Family one. I was like, no, that's definitely just someone's family.
Yeah,
that's really cute. Like the mom was like in the thing, and they were like all the kids like Wednesday, and all the family was pushing. It was so good. I was like, wait, this is so cute. But yeah, that was the highlight of my week.
I love that. Our parents got lunch yesterday.
Yes, so
without
nice.
Us.
I know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, we saw Kim Petras.
Oh my god!
That
yeah,
this week that was fun.
That was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hoot.
She's a fucking hoot.
I tried to do more research. Just like I couldn't. I didn't try that hard. Maybe I need to go to Reddit.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm just interested in all of the mishaps.
Yeah.
How is that allowed?
I know. Well, yeah. If you follow her on Instagram, I'm sure you've seen that she's like tumbling. She's
all
slipping and sliding, and she's falling off stage nearly. And then like at our show, one of my top mishaps was the green mic that she was yeah, swinging during throw go, and it smacked her in the face. And then like I think the best moment, honestly, when I had a little space, like yeah, I think my favorite moment was just her screaming when her sound was like off.
Yeah.
She just was like, and I was like, that was so cute. Like, good for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, it
like
was
she's
so
endearing. Like, honestly, yeah, the mishap. Like, maybe they're. Like, I just can't imagine her team so smart that like this is what it is. But like, her mishaps did make me really like her, because I was
yeah,
just like, oh, you're just like really cute, and like I love that she can just like laugh at herself.
I know.
But, like, at a certain point, like if you're booking stadiums, like, I'm expecting a polished fucking show.
No, totally. I know.
So, like, at what point are those mishaps not allowed?
I don't know. But that's what we were, like, that's what we were kind of talking about after, is, like, who's in charge of that? Like, I don't know. Like, we grew up dancing. We grew up, in high school and middle school, you're not allowed to make mistakes.
No.
And, like, we were children doing this for free. Like, we were getting paid. So that's what I always yeah, wonder. I'm like, I guess it's like, are we just in a better... But, like, I can't imagine that, like, her team
is so nice.
It's like a safety
problem.
No, literally. And they're, like, just so nice to her. Like, oh, you silly girl. Like, who's, like, get your shit together. Like,
or, like, why is the costume designer choosing dresses that are so long that she's going to, like...
I know.
Her shoes are going to get caught on it, and she's going to fall down the stairs.
Like, I know. Like, you can't just be like, oh, haha. Like, the things need to be fixed.
And then shouldn't there be someone that's like, you can't fall down the stairs every night, because then you're gonna break an ankle and then we have to cancel the rest of the
yeah,
tour.
No, literally. I don't know, it's just so interesting.
I'd like to talk to some. I'm very interested in the industry.
I am
like
too,
to know how it's working over there.
No, I am too, and I would like to become a pop star coach.
Yeah.
So if anyone has any leads
sure, you're hired.
Great. I think I'd be good at it. I had some mean ass dance coaches back in the day, and I've got some tips and tricks I can share.
Yeah, but love Kim Petras.
Yeah, we love her.
Although I did see, when I was trying to do research on, like, is anyone else being like, can she not fall every
yeah,
time? People are saying, like, the whole thing about her having like empty stadiums, people are like, that's karma, just for her, like, all the Dr. Luke stuff.
Oh, that's mean.
I know. They're like, this is when you side with the abuser. Like, what happens?
Damn.
Which I was like, okay, not like totally wrong, but I don't know. We talked
yeah,
about this
I guess
after
I don't
the
know
show,
that much about. I obviously know Dr. Luke, but I don't know that much about her connection to it. Such, like, is she fucking contractually obligated? Like, I don't know.
No,
I guess
exactly.
I don't know enough.
She's definitely like said some sketchy shit.
Yeah,
in, like,
I kind of remember
interview
that.
But yeah, I'm just on the air of like, we support trans people.
Yeah,
so
I know that's what I yeah, whatever, we don't need to go down a rabbit hole.
End of the day,
yeah,
trans rights.
Yeah, go Kim.
Yeah. Should we move on?
Yeah.
It's time for your weekly horoscope.
Boo!
Boo! First, this week we're going to talk about there is a lunar eclipse in Taurus on October 28th. Halloween weekend. Happy Halloween. Also, we didn't cover
Happy
that yet.
Happy Halloween.
It's finally here. So this lunar eclipse in Taurus, this is going to be like an amplified full moon. So the emotions are going to be running high. It's also the final eclipse in this like Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle that we've been in for the last like 2 years. So it's kind of like the end of the road here. The final, it's like the final episode of this season, the final chapter. So you can take a look at what houses Taurus and Scorpio have been affecting in your birth chart the last couple years and just reflect on that journey. There is also like a lot of aspects to this eclipse. It's like conjunct Mars and like opposition Jupiter. So there is like, there's a lot of energy happening. So do your best. Do not instigate anything. Try not to like react to stuff in the moment. Don't take things personally. Rest, take care of yourself. Will I still be going out for Halloween? Yes. But if you're like, if it's coming up to the weekend and you're like, I don't know, I'm not really feeling it, I'm not, I would say maybe listen. Listen, I won't be listening to that voice, but you could.
I will be.
I need at least one more night of Halloween. I'm trying to convince myself not to do Friday and Saturday.
Oh my God, good for you.
We'll see. But yeah, Taurus has to do with values. And like material things. So definitely make sure the things that are you are doing align with what you believe in.
Beautiful. And then on like Halloween to the following day is Samhain. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. It's a like a pagan religious festival to celebrate the dark half of the year. So it has like Gaelic roots. That's Irish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Irish. but it literally means like summer's end. And this is like very, this is like the original Halloween, essentially. So it's essentially like how in Halloween Town, in the first one, how the barrier between worlds is like less intense, like on Halloween, and you can like pass through. That's how their grandma can go to their house. Same vibe here. So it was thought in like ancient times that the barriers break down and the worlds can interact. So like ghosts, monsters, spirits, fairies, all those creatures would return to Earth for those. It's like the night of Halloween into the following day. And then I think even further back, maybe it was like 3 days. But I think now it's just recognized as like the night of Halloween. All Hallows Eve, maybe, to the day after. I'm not really sure. It was originally like a fire festival, like they would light like a big fire in the town center or something, and then you would leave offerings for monsters. So that's giving trick-or-treating. There would be like offerings outside your house, and then they would dress up so you didn't get harmed by spirits. So like you would dress as a monster so a monster wouldn't come like fuck with you, essentially. And also the origins of jack-o'-lanterns. They, in Ireland, they would carve faces into turnips to fight off evil spirits. And did you watch that movie on Netflix last year? It was like about the legend of Stingy Jack.
No.
Well, I obviously did because my mom said it was good. I can't remember what it was. It was definitely trying to be like a Disney Channel original movie kind of vibe. Okay. But like they had a big jack-o'-lantern in town and it came to life and it was honestly like so scary. But that was like he was, that was also about the legend of Stingy Jack. I cannot tell you what it's called, but if you watched that last year, it's like the same thing. And Stingy Jack had like tricked the devil. I think he was also Irish, maybe. He tricked the devil so that he would never return, like he would never go to hell, and he got money in return or something. I'm not really sure. But then heaven didn't want him either. So then he would like, he was kind of stuck in the mortal world, but he would like guide his way through eternity with this like lantern of a lantern, and then I think that's like kind of turned into the glowing head, the jack-o'-lantern. It's all one thing. And this regained popularity in the 80s with like Wicca and like the modern witchcraft things. And yeah, I think some people still recognize it and celebrate it. I don't know if it's much here, but a little background on the more spiritual side of Halloween.
Love.
Monster, monster high, monster high. The party never dies. This week at Monster High, we're talking about the haunted house systems.
First of all, I just would like to say, hate a haunted house.
You know, I haven't gone in so long, but it's because it's really not for me.
Yeah.
Why would you go in there?
I don't know. Like, I haven't been in one in years because I've just never... I've never enjoyed it. I've never desired that.
Oh, my God. So you were talking about haunted houses and the cat like jumped up and I got scared.
Fair. Exactly.
I'm on edge just thinking about it. No, you could cut this part out. But my first week at the time, like my third day, they were all going to a haunted house.
Oh, did you just not go?
No. I was like, I do not know these people.
Yeah, no. That would be horrifying.
How awkward to go to with your brand new coworkers. Like, I would not. I was like, we were recording the podcast, which I felt like was a bad excuse. I was like, I have to record my podcast. Like, I think they've invited me more as like, you definitely don't have to come, but we're doing this. But I was like, I'm not going to a haunted house with people I do not know.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't even go with people I know.
I know.
Like, thank God I don't have any friends right now that are like, let's go to a haunted house.
No, I know.
No.
Yeah, no. I'm not interested in that.
It's just scary. And then I'm scared. I don't like if they are allowed to touch you.
Oh, my God. No. I don't want anyone touching me ever. Like, I don't want a person in a monster suit touching me.
No. No. I went and saw my parents earlier today. And one of our neighbors has this. And I went, like, literally, it's a bright and beautiful sunny day. One of our neighbors has this, like, thing hanging in a tree in front of their house. And it's like a... like a wooden swing with a girl on it.
Oh my God.
And I should have taken a photo because it was terrifying. I literally said out loud at like noon today. I was like, that is terrifying. Like the way that it was like swinging.
Yeah, that's so scary.
Like there was like a little bit of chisel under the cheekbones. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like a doll. It was a girl. Yeah. It was a real girl up there.
That's so funny, honestly, because I did take a photo. I forgot to send it to you of some things that I got scared by also at like noon today. I literally like got my nails done and then was walking to Vodka's like in Lincoln Square and like in someone's like the first yard past it, there's like a man in a purple suit with a chainsaw. Stop. And it is like 6 feet tall. It was so, I literally was like, like I got so scared. Yeah. I'm like, that's a man. That's a literal man.
I do want to figure out somewhere in Chicago, there's a vomiting skeleton.
Oh.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I don't either.
I saw a reel of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, need that.
Yeah, that's funny. Did you see the guy who lives at Target, Lewis? Have you seen that TikTok?
No.
Oh my God, he's really cool. I'll send you the TikToks. It's like a big pumpkin guy and he goes, my name isn't Jack or something like that. And then he goes, I am Lewis. And it's so funny because he's like a jack-o'-lantern.
Is he a real guy?
No.
Oh.
It's like a thing you put in your yard, but it's freaking huge. And it's like, I am Lewis. I just think that's so funny. Says a bunch of other stuff. And like, my mom went to Target and she was like, there were so many high school kids.
Oh,
I bet. Like, she's like, I couldn't even get to the point where it said, like, I am Lewis. Like, it was just saying all these other crazy things.
I love that.
Yeah. So silly. So fun.
Anyways, to astrology. So, surprise, boo, if you will, perhaps. There are different types of house systems. In your birth chart, we all maybe know. your birth chart's a circle, mm-hmm. and it's split into pie slices. And those, there are different methods of dividing up those pie slices. So we're going to go through some mm-hmm. of them today.
I think Channy has like a really good analogy. Like, it's just like framing a photo in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're taking a photo of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Nothing in the sky is ever changing. Like, in the moment you were born, that's like not the point of this at all. It's just like shifting the way you look at it, shifting your perspective, and then like your goals or whatever to get a little bit different of a picture.
Yeah, your the houses of your chart are like what makes your chart personal to you. Mm-hmm. It's what makes your birth chart different than someone that was born like on the same day but at a different yeah. time than you. It like tells us what parts of your life are important or like more relevant to you. And all different astrologers use all different mm-hmm. house systems. It's not like this one's right and this one's yeah. wrong. I mean, although a lot of astrologers have very strong opinions yeah. about which one they use, it's like they're all correct as yes. the photo analogy.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's like a nice way of framing it. It's like an art. Astrology is like an art. Mm-hmm. And then whoever you're listening to or learning from or getting a reading from is just going to have like a different take or perspective, probably from like their experience mm-hmm. in astrology.
I also heard Tony Howard from Astrology University use the analogy of like, if you have some sort of like medical ailment and you go to different doctors and all the doctors are going to have a different like point of view on what you should do to treat that. And it's mm-hmm. not like, like they're all like doctors, like none yeah. of them are like wrong, but you can just like, depending on the ailment, you yeah. might like go to a different one or like you might connect with one a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. If you don't get like overwhelmed with all of these, they definitely like, these get confusing to all study at the yeah. same time. Like, don't be like, what? I have to learn all of these. This is more just like for funsies. So, you know, like what else is out there. But yeah. honestly, a lot of astrologers just choose their house system just based on whatever one they found first. Like,
yeah.
whatever connects with you, like whatever you've been studying, like just stick with that. Totally. I would say, unless like, there's a certain part of your birth chart that you just, or like a certain house placement that you really don't connect with or mm-hmm. identify with. And then maybe like yeah, look at the other house systems. It. I think that's like Jessica Lignato uses Campanus houses. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because she like had one placement that changed in that house system. And she was like, no, I am so that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, went with that. But, you know, don't get overwhelmed.
So I'll start us off with whole sign houses. This is one of like the oldest systems from the Hellenistic period. If you follow astrologers like Channy, we use whole sign. Alice, Stock Alice, also uses whole sign houses. So you see this a lot in like pop astrology, more modern astrology. This is like when the boundaries of the sign also forms the boundaries of the houses. So they are perfect pie slices. There's never going to be like, I don't know if I'm going to explain this well, but if you see like Libra on the outside and then there's like a line in the middle of the sign, perhaps that is not a whole sign house. Whole sign houses are always going to have like the outer boundaries of the sign matching the boundaries of the houses. They're all equal chunks of 30 degrees. I think this is like the most digestible for learning, especially if you're trying to then get into like transits and all the moving pieces. So if you're new to astrology, I think this is a good one to start with personally. And there's also equal houses. When I was looking into this, I was like, wait, what is the mm-hmm. difference? But the equal houses, the first house starts at the degree of your ascendant, where whole sign houses are starting at like 0 degrees of the sign, and then obviously they all go to 30, but just angularly different. But that equal sign houses or equal houses all still have,
there's still 30 degrees. Yes. Like yes. all the houses are equal.
Yes, they're all still 30 degrees. Thank
but,
you.
But the house does not start at 0 degrees. Yes. It starts at whatever your ascendant is. Or there's also, I learned today, there's mm-hmm. also like a midhaven.
Oh yeah.
Equal sign, where like all the houses are determined based on like the the MC. Up next, we're going to do Placidus. This is weirdly like the most common house system, and yet I do not follow any astrologers that use it.
I know. It is like if you just go do your birth chart on like astro.com or like honestly most places, this is what it puts it
in. It's like the default one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the Placidus house system, this divides the time above and below the horizon equally. So like the first house and the seventh house, like that plane is always going to be like perfectly horizontal on your chart. This is a, we didn't say this at the beginning. There's three different like types of systems. Mm-hmm. There's ecliptic, time and space based systems. Placidus is a time based system. So how it's calculated is like the time you're born is whatever time. And then every 2 hours, that is like the mark of where the next house is. So like, you know, we don't have to get into the like math of it, but like however much like the zodiac twists in 2 hours is gonna be that house. So like you do get unequal sized houses. They only do that for like the first six signs though, so like the your birth chart is symmetrical still is the word I'm looking for. So like just from like it starts at the ascendant and then it goes backwards. So then 2 hours, that's where the 12th house starts. And then that's also the line goes all the way through your birth chart. So that's where the sixth house or whatever starts then too. The like problem, I guess, with this house system is that it does not work if you live in like the Arctic Circle, which like, of course, not many people live there, but like, because it's like, based on time, if you're on the equator, you're going to have almost like an equal sign house.
Okay,
the houses are going to end up being pretty equal because, I don't know, astronomy and whatever. But like, the equator, I guess the equator has equal day and night.
Yeah.
In theory. And then as you get further and further up, like away from the equator or down, that was very... very northern centric. If you get further away from the equator, you're going to get more distorted houses.
Okay.
This system gained popularity in the late Renaissance era, and it was banned by the Catholic Church, which that's how you know it's good. But then also like up until the 90s, this has like still been super popular. I think mostly because like whatever this math is, like, translates to a table really easily.
Okay.
And it was just, like, I think it just kind of happened to be widely distributed. Which, like, people are passionate about the, like, accuracy also. But, like, I do think it's, like, widespread. Like, the reason it's the default is just because it was, like, accessible in a book. Yeah.
Well, that, yeah. I also, like, I don't think I knew about... like whole sign houses until I followed astrologers.
Yeah.
Like when you're just like learning on your own or like picking stuff up from a magazine, a website or whatever, and you're using the default system. Yeah. Like whatever you're just like is in front of you.
Yeah.
Is just what you're going to use.
Right.
So that does kind of make sense if it was just published more places.
Yeah. Yeah. My chart doesn't like change too much, honestly, between whole signs and the Placidus. System in my birth chart. I still like the only thing it changes is that is like around like my 10th and 11th house. Like I still have a 10th house stellium in my Placidus chart, but like it is different planets. I just like have a ton in Capricorn and Aquarius, and it just kind of like scoots my stellium in the 10th house to be like half Capricorn and half my Aquarius placements, and in addition to that, moves my like Jupiter Mars conjunction into my 11th house instead of it's usually my 10th house.
Yeah.
So nothing crazy, but
I haven't looked at mine. Sometimes I like lazily don't change my house system when I look at my chart. but I just use the outside line. Well, yeah, so I'm like, no, I've never even like really like. Yeah, I'm like, I don't even really pay attention.
Yeah,
I should look though. Okay, I don't know how to say this at all. Porphyry houses or something like that. It has a lot of R's in it. This is the system CoStar uses, which I do think is probably relevant for a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. You can change your house system in CoSign now. If you didn't know that, you can change it to whatever you'd like. I do have mine in WholeSign, but this is like CoStar's default. So probably a lot of people have seen their chart this way. And this one is also based around the degree of the midheaven when you're born. So like the highest point in the sky, and then secondary is the ascendant. The degree of the sign in your midheaven marks the cusp of the 10th house. And then the degree of the ascendant marks the beginning of your first house. So these are not necessarily like equal houses either. And then the other angles are exactly 180 degrees opposite. So your descendant and then your IC. So this one is very like angle forward. It's like angle based. And then the rest of the houses are just like broken up from there. This for me is just my, like, similarly, just the only thing that's different is I have a fourth house stellium instead of a fifth house stellium, which honestly isn't that like weird for me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very, very family, very home oriented. And then I still have Jupiter in my fifth house. So I feel like that is still like a Jupiter just has like a big presence, a big pull. So I wouldn't say there's any shocking revelations there for me. Otherwise, I feel like most of my placements are very like centered in my houses, because yeah, not a lot of stuff changes for me like system to system. Yeah.
And then I also wanted to dive into Campanus houses, yeah, because that's what Jessica Lignato uses and she's like so passionate about, uh-huh, it. And I don't know anyone else that,
yeah, uses I've it, literally never heard of it,
but I love her.
Yeah.
It was a doozy to research. I literally like felt like I was like in school being like, what the fuck, yeah, is this? So let's see what I can make of my notes. So the Campanus house system is a space based system. Mm-hmm. So the math of the calculations is about like the space as opposed to like the Placidus system, which like the math was about the hours, like, yeah, the time. This system works better for like psychological readings as opposed to like prediction. Mm, okay. I know that Alice Bell says, yes, that like whole sign houses, like she's
for predictive,
is like very good about, mm-hmm, for predictive astrology. Dane Rudar, I think is how you pronounce her name, is a, mm-hmm, popular astrologer that also like used Campanus houses, like made them like more well known. Mm-hmm. And that's the person that developed what's known as like humanistic astrology, oh, which is like the idea that like the person is like the center of the chart.
Yeah.
So how it works is that I think like based on like where you physically are in the globe is like the center point of the birth chart.
Uh-huh.
And I think the like essentially the globe is divided into equal parts around you. But then where the houses fall is like where those lines on the globe that we just made, mm-hmm, cross over with the lines of the zodiac signs.
Okay.
I don't really know if that makes sense. Honestly, don't think about it that hard. It really hurt my brain earlier. I kept seeing this analogy about an orange.
Uh-huh.
And I just can't. I have no idea where the orange is. Like, maybe the globe is the orange.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There was something about an orange, though. But yeah, basically what happens in this math is that it causes you to have really big and really small houses.
Okay.
Which then, like, in these bigger houses, you have things called interceptions. Like, sometimes there will be a whole zodiac sign in the middle of a house. Like there won't be like a cusp in each sign. So that there's like some nuance to like planets in intercepted houses. Another tidbit about this. The ascendant is always the first house cusp and the MC is always the 10th house cusp.
Okay, yeah.
In this system though. But yeah, the math a little bit complicated. In my chart in the Campanis house system, it turns like my first and seventh house and my sixth and 12th house. It makes up like over half of my chart, really interesting. Like they're massive. Which I don't know. I do think that makes a lot of sense, like transit wise for me. Like I do feel like most of like what I feel like is drawing my time and like energy is like 12th house, like deep periods of isolation.
Yeah.
First house, clearly a narcissist.
Yeah.
Like sixth house, like I am a cog in the machine.
Yeah.
And seventh house, I am obsessed with relationships.
Right. Yeah, that is interesting.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to look at mine.
It's a little bit fun.
Yeah, I will. So, whole sign is ecliptic, which I've been saying elliptical in my head.
Absolutely.
As I was like, it's an elliptical. It's a Peloton. It's an elliptical system. And then Porphyry, I forgot again. Porphyry is also spatial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which it does have the, at least the similarity, the one similarity I gathered is we have the cusp of the 10th and the ascendant. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a spatial one too, which is so interesting.
Nerd shit. Yeah. So enjoy the haunted houses. Mm-hmm. More just it's
yeah just more information. Yeah. I think always like a good thing too if you're just feeling like nothing is clicking or you're like this is just like I don't understand. I think like a minute ago but someone did write us into us at one point and was like I feel like this resonates with me so much more but I've heard like this one is right, like it's like use the one that resonates with you, like yeah. It's about you. It's about what you're getting from it. So, like, nothing is right or wrong. Again, it's a perspective. It's a way of looking at things. And then just using what makes sense to you and going from there.
And also just to, like, super clarify, all of the house systems, like, all the houses mean the same things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
We didn't, like, explicitly say that, but, like.
Yeah, good call out.
Same, mm-hmm. same areas of life, just different amounts.
Yeah, totally. Different focuses or not.
Our next segment is Skeletons in the Closet.
Ooh.
Where we talk about something, period. We take a little break from astrology and just chat about life and stuff and just
have a good old time.
Silly and vulnerable, maybe.
This week we're going to talk about Halloween's past. So we're gonna see what we come up with. We're gonna maybe talk about some past costumes, some past Halloweens we've spent together, maybe apart, mm-hmm. and share some silly fun times.
You used to have a Halloween party.
Yes. I think not always, but a good amount of times.
Yeah. On multiple years.
Yes. My Ghostbusters one. Was the most iconic, the bucket
hats. Hats. Yeah.
When I was. So iconic. We had to have been young because it was in our first house.
Yeah.
So kindergarten, preschool to kindergarten, we had like a ghost. It wasn't Ghostbusters, I guess, but it was like a ghost hunting party, yeah. I think. So cute. My mom's so fucking cute. So like she made everyone, I think there was different teams because I recall different color bucket hats.
Yep.
And everyone's name was like screen printed on the bucket hats. So cute.
They're camo bucket hats.
Yes.
Also.
Oh my God. Yes. I think it was like a brown camo and a green camo. And then everyone's name was orange, if I recall.
Okay. Maybe my name's orange.
Yeah. That's kind of what I think they all looked like. And then she drew different, but maybe I'm sure I helped. But there we like put all these faces on different like shaped white balloons. And then you have to capture the white balloons.
I remember we had like little flashlights.
I think all the lights were off in my basement. Yeah. Like that's so cute.
It was super cute.
Oh my God, so cute.
I assume this has to be for Halloween. I don't know why else I would have been dressed up.
Uh-huh.
But I have photos of me as a hatching chick.
Oh, my God.
Like, really little.
Oh, that's really
cute. But, like, the costume, like, is an egg.
Uh-huh. And, like, you were in it.
And there's, like, a little hat that's, like, the top of the egg.
Oh, my God. That's really cute. I, like, was thinking about this yesterday. Like, like my mom would always like make my costumes, mm-hmm. even if like not completely, like most of it was like either like made by my mom or I was always like in clothes that were like a costume kind of vibe. Like I was like one of my favorites was my punk rocker costume. Absolutely. And I was just in like a little like plaid mini skirt, cute boots, like a little t-shirt and like had my hair like Libby Lou style with sunglasses. So, but like I always, it's just so funny. Like when you're younger, you just want to be like normal. Like I just always wanted, like every year I'd be like, can I get a costume from the magazine? Aww. Like, can I get a costume from the catalog or whatever? And like, it's just so funny that I'm like, oh my God, like my mom was like whipping out these. And I like was appreciative. I always liked my costumes. It was always whatever I wanted. But I'm like, it's so funny that when I was younger, I just wanted like one from like PB Teen or like whatever the like. One of those catalogs you'd get. And I'm like, that's so funny. And I remember like I think one year my mom let me like buy a costume from like I think it was like a Pottery Barn Kids or something, and I was like a woodland fairy. But she still like she made me like a unitard, like a nude, she like tea-dyed a nude unitard for me to wear under it because it was like a tiny costume, you know, like God forbid you go out in the cold. So I have like a nude unitard to wear under
that's
it.
So cute.
I know. And I was just thinking about it. I'm like, that's so nice and sweet. And I like would love if my children would like let me make their costumes or like style them and stuff. But I'm like, it's just so funny that you're just like, I want one from the store.
Yeah.
Give me the plastic shit from the store.
So cool and crafty.
I know. Like, I know.
Like, no, please, Spirit Halloween.
Literally, like that's just so weird. Like, why are we like that? Yeah.
Just the desperation to fit in.
Literally.
Yeah.
So sad.
So sad. I definitely did a homemade like pop star.
Yeah.
I had like a sparkly like one shoulder top that my mom made.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. I have a memory of like I think in like sixth grade, at least at well, I guess you don't like I definitely wasn't like going to like a party.
Yeah. Just trick or treating in school
and
party.
Like school. I was like smarty pants, so I made like pants covered in like smarty candies. It was cute. It's like so. That's like so middle school.
It is so sixth grade.
Yeah. I definitely was like a Rosie the Riveter at one of your like an eighth grade
that.
Halloween party.
Okay, that's what I'm like. What like that's also was so there a grade. Theme?
I don't know.
I like vaguely like remember.
That's my guess.
It was feminism. That's what I'm like trying to remember. Like I do remember having a Halloween party in our basement, like in middle school.
I'm imagining like
what was I?
Female icons. Gwen Stefani is what's coming to my head, but it's not like I can like picture a costume that you're wearing.
It's I just, know, I'm like, just, it's just, like, because I dress like that.
Yeah, no, it might be.
That's, okay, let me think on it. I'm trying to think. In middle school, I know that I think sixth grade, I was Kesha, which is funny as fuck.
Yeah, we need that photo.
I absolutely have it. So funny because also that year, so my cousin and I, so you're younger than me, and I was Kesha, and so, like, I always got told I looked like Kesha in middle school. I think it's just because I had wavy blonde hair.
Yeah.
I'm using this as my light.
No, absolutely.
And so, like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be Kesha. So I wore my – I, like, kind of teased out my hair. I wore, like, smudgy black eyeliner, like, chopped up a black T-shirt, tiny skirt, fishnets, boots. Like, we're 12. Like, that's so – I mean – I didn't look hot, so it's fine, but it's just funny.
Yes.
And then it was Snooki. And she.
I forgot about this.
This
yeah.
is so funny. She had like also shit ton of eye makeup, poofed up like wig, poofed up hair, tiny leopard dress. And mind you, like both of us were not like, oh, we're going to catch them, some guys. Like yeah, we were such nerds. Like it was just like funny that we were like so dolled up like that. And then like. Two of my other friends, like one was like a ladybug and one was like something also cute. And like the photo of the four of us, like my cousin sent it to me recently. She's like, why were we dressed as whores? She was like, your friends look so age appropriate. And like, why did our parents let us dress up as whores? Oh my God. That it's just so funny. Like, it's just so funny. I mean, we were blessed and we were allowed to express ourselves, but hilarious. Kesha was a good one. Also in middle school, I'm like, I'm trying to think what else. I was a gypsy. Yeah. I do remember that. We don't condone that. But I'm like, I had to have had another costume.
My seventh grade was, I was like an M&M with all the popular
girls.
Oh
my God, I kind of remember that. Were you the green one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I remember that.
Full circle.
Yeah.
I do remember there's like a photo. There's like 15 of us and we're all M&Ms. There's like two per color. And I remember like my dad must have sent that photo to my grandma and she responded like, why doesn't Aubrey have Uggs? Because every other girl in that photo was wearing like, it was like, we just got like crew necks that we put M's on.
Yeah.
And like black leggings. And like, and everyone else was wearing Uggs. And like,
were you wearing like a black combat boot?
I think they were brown, but yeah, like more of just like a leather kind of boot.
Yeah.
I've never owned an Ugg in my life.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandma being like, oh, get Aubrey some Uggs. And I was like, no, it's like literally on purpose. Like,
yeah, that's like exactly.
Why would I wear what everyone else is wearing?
No, literally.
Like, no. Hilarious.
That is so funny.
I think last week is the first time I ever was like, I'm gonna be a slut on Halloween.
Though. Yeah, I love
like
that.
This is my first year that I'm like, how naked can I go?
Mm-hmm. I've been a slut a couple only like once, honestly, when I visited you in college.
Yeah,
that was like I think my peak. I looked hot.
Mm-hmm.
We were like 19, so obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like my only like slutty costume. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was just a cat. I have like cat ears from when I was literally a cat, I think in first grade. And my mom made me a cute, it was like a unitard again. Loved a unitard. Mm-hmm. That she put like pink marabou around like the sleeves and the angles. And then I had cat ears. But I still for some reason have those cat ears. And I wore just like a leotard, fishnets. Maybe some whiskers and my cat ears.
Mm-hmm.
And a heel. Yeah, big black boot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, even like when I would do, I feel like even at like Soho parties, like one year it was like pop art themed. So I just like wore, like I was like had a red beret and like red tights and like a black and white dress. I like an outfit. I'm really an outfit Halloween person. We were Phantom of the Opera.
That was a good one. That was great.
That was a good one. I loved that. I was Christine.
Mm-hmm. I was obviously the Phantom.
Yeah, that was a good costume. Of course, we have like not a photo of it. Maybe one mirror selfie.
There's a mirror selfie. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a good costume.
Mm-hmm. I was Simba one year as a kid.
Oh my God, cute.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I know I was a cheerleader. My mom made me like a cheerleading costume.
I was definitely a cheerleader too. I was very a Notre Dame one. Cheerleader though.
Oh my God, cute. Of course. My costume was black and orange and my mom was upset because it was also the color of the high school. And I think she just meant it to be the colors of Halloween. Mm-hmm. And then I think someone was like, oh, she's a Libertyville High School cheerleader. And my mom was like, no, she's not. She's just a Halloween girl. Like my mom was like, fuck.
so funny.
Yeah, it was not on purpose, and I think that's so funny.
I'm realizing I was definitely a baby one year.
I do remember that in middle school. Yeah. With the girls, with the popular girls or something?
I don't know.
That's funny.
That's like not okay.
I know. Like I was thinking
I'm putting that in the gypsy category.
No, literally. It's
not
up there.
Allowed, yeah.
Yeah, like Billie Eilish last year. Remember yeah. that with her old ass boyfriend? Man, he was an old man. I was literally thinking about that earlier this week. I was like, I still hate that.
No, that was really terrible.
So bad. I literally was in Pilates. Goes to like, show, I don't know like, why it reminded me.
Both of their immaturities.
Literally. Like a guy dating, you shouldn't think that's funny.
Not at all. You should be like, oh, you know what? Actually, we should break up.
Yeah. Ew.
Really gross.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to be this weekend yet. I haven't like yeah. given it much thought, but the clock's ticking.
I know. I don't have plans and I kind of just like, I think I've given up on it.
Well, we're going out on Friday if you want to tag along.
Maybe. I don't have a costume. I'm really not good at, I feel like everyone always thinks I'd be good at Halloween.
Yeah.
Because I crafty, like to dress.
Yeah.
It's crafty. I love an outfit. I love a theme. But something about it every year, like since I've been an adult. When I was a kid, I knew what I was going to be for 6 months. As like an adult, I can never, I always like have an idea. I never execute it. I guess to be fair, I'm also just busy. It's not like a priority.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I just never can get it together. And then I'm never satisfied because it's not like I didn't put any effort into it. And then I'm like, well, I'm not happy with this. Even like last year, I was like, had an outfit in my head that I never tried on. And then, of course, I freaking hated my outfit like night of going out. The second I put it on, I was like, yeah. Well, because in my head, I was like, I'm going to be slutty. And then I put on my outfit and was like, I hate this. Like, I don't want to be slutty. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, my God, I need something on my legs. Like, I don't want to wear this. And then, so then I just was like a half-assed cowgirl mm-hmm. in all black, which like I have like fringy pants. Yeah. I had like a denim, like black button-up shirt. I have like a bolo tie. I put my hair in braids and I was like, this is like not what I wanted to be. Like, I feel like that's like every year I just end up being like, I didn't want to be this. I didn't think I had.
Yeah.
And now I so hard don't to, like though. My outfit.
Yeah, I literally don't. I don't. Last weekend, I ended up being a slutty NASCAR driver. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know how. Like, my outfit like actually came out.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Like, I had this idea. I already had this like bodysuit that was kind of giving like racer.
Yeah.
Like, the pattern of it looks like the like outside of a race car. And I was like, I'll go to Target, buy Hot Wheels, I'll make a belt and like, or like a mm-hmm. necklace out of the Hot Wheels. And it like literally just ended up coming out. And I got dressed and I was like, wait, how did I manage to do this entire craft before my friends even came over to pregame? Like, I was like, in no way. I thought I was going to be like crying, like the Uber that my friends had called us outside. I'd be like, you guys, I just have to put on two more cars.
Yeah, like, totally.
But that could happen this weekend.
Yeah. My costume that I haven't done any work on / don't have any plans to wear was going to be the First Lady of Juicy Couture, like the Tube Girl song. And I was like, I think that's a really good idea. I think it's niche. I think only the people that I would want to get it would get it. Mm-hmm. So if you need one, you can take that juicy tracksuit. And then I was thinking, like, I'm sure you could find, like, a first lady sash or something, like, funny. Like, a funny accessory with it.
I'm imagining, like, an American flag pin.
Yeah. So it needs, like, a little something like that. Because, yeah, the first lady doesn't, like, wear anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, a crown.
Yeah, a pearl earring.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, some sort of, like, first lady hair.
Yeah, like, yeah, a bob.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A Jill Biden moment. Yeah. A white bob or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Although, super green flag, this party that I went to last weekend, not a single person asked me what I was.
I love that.
I was like, that is so cool that the, like, main pickup line here is,
so
like,
what are you?
I never, like, I was like, wow, I never want someone to ask me what I am again.
I know.
Come up with something more interesting to say.
No, literally. And also that is like the worst thing when like me, you're just someone who's like in a Halloween-ish yeah. outfit and you're just like kind of a cowgirl. I don't know.
I had a
mental breakdown before I came. Like,
exactly. Literally. Like, let's not talk about what I look like, please.
I know. Literally. Oh my god, I think it's maybe last thing, but the Machine Gun Kelly at the party.
Oh my god,
ago,
okay, yeah, let's talk about it. This is when we were the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, like 2 years ago. It was like a Soho Halloween party. Were we both single?
I'm like, what month was it? October. Yes.
Yeah.
We both were. Were you?
Yeah, I had okay. to have been because I was texting the manager.
Yeah.
And trying to get the other one's attention.
That's true.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
for sure.
We were both single. Yeah, it was a messy era for us.
So messy. But like, so we obviously, like, if you have ever gone to a party at Soho, the drinks are $30. Yeah. So do not ever buy a drink. You drink before, and then you must either smuggle or be bought drinks. There's no in between.
No option.
Like, there's no option. Like, I've never been there with friends and they're like, should we go to the bar? Like, no, you shouldn't.
You can't even get to the bar.
Yeah. First of all, no.
You'd have to sell your soul.
Yeah. So I'm like, was I like talking to someone?
I have no
like maybe
idea.
Someone we knew. And then all of a sudden I turn around and Aubrey has found the scariest man at the party to like make me flirt with. Literally, the guy was dressed up as Machine Gun Kelly.
Like, with
we
the
think.
Wig.
We think. I don't even know if we like confirmed that. I think we just, or was. No,
it
he
had,
was.
No,
he
I
had
think
to
he
have
was.
Been. But like the worst blonde wig you've ever seen.
Like mangled, like turned to the side.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the wig was detached from the scalp. He looked a mess. And he was also just giving such terrible vibes.
So what are you?
Yeah, big what are you energy. I don't think he had a fucking clue probably what Phantom of the Opera was.
Yeah, also, mind you, we're in like a couple's costume.
Yeah, always. Literally. And he's like, oh, no, Corey's there. I mean, just dive right in here.
But also, like, very clearly, only one of us is registering as an option for this guy.
Yeah.
And it's Christine.
It's Christine with the pointe shoes around her neck. My biggest fear that night was I was going to put on my shoes. I was like, I'm going to drink too much and fucking put on these pointe shoes and
so
hurt
true.
Myself.
Yeah.
And I never did. I was super proud of that. But yeah, and then I just remember, like, I remember we met him on the roof and then had to follow him downstairs to the fifth floor to have us buy him drinks. And
it was very much like he was going to buy you a drink and he was like, I guess your friend can come too.
Yeah, like, are you going for my friend too? Like, always. And then, like, I just remember he was like, because you can't hear, and he was trying to talk to me. I just remember the face was so close to my face. I can't hear a single thing you're saying.
Yeah.
I also was trying to hook up with, like, other people there that I was, like, had my eyes on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you served your purpose. And I finally think, like, we just.
Well, we got our drinks, and then we were like, run.
Literally. And then, like, never to be seen again. Thank God.
Thank God.
But, oh, my God, I wish we had a photo of him. Do we?
No.
He was
crazy
looking.
That's, like, a really good note, though. Like, a note for everyone's Halloween outings. Just take a photo with everyone.
You never know
who you're going to be like, I wish we had a photo with that crazy guy.
That's so true. Because we still send a photo of this one guy from 3 Halloweens ago. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm saying too much. Am I talking too long? I think so. I have a funny story.
Tell this story.
So this is bleep her name out. So it's fine. But we went to the one time the Soho party was not at Soho. It was in a warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. It was just like crazy, like not in a wild party. It was super weird, to be honest. And there was no bathroom. So you had to like go out to like, they had like the nice porta potties, but like it was a porta potty. Yeah. And some man like went into the bathroom with my friend. Like, I don't know in what world, like he thought maybe they were going to hook up. I can only imagine. And she just was like, what the like, why are you in my bath? Like, go. And then he did. But I think like in that mix, like, like just so fucking weird. And I don't think he was like that creepy about it, because it was like it was very much a laughter thing. We were like, what the fuck? Like, but in a funny way. But like in somehow in the mix, like I think she maybe just was like, here's my number. Like, we'll talk another time. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to go to the bathroom. And then the next day he like texts her like, hey, do you remember me? Or like, here's a photo to like jog your memory of what I look like. And like, I so badly wish we could put the photo up, but like, it is the worst photo. And I don't know why you would send that to someone. It's him like sitting down clearly after the party had ended. He looks a wreck. His wig is literally on backwards. It is so messed up. He has like the darkest circles under his eyes. His shirt is like half unbuttoned and like lopsided. Like it is so, it looks like this man was like tousled in a fight or something. And I just like think that's the funniest thing, that he was like, oh, maybe this to jog your memory. And it's like the worst photo you've ever seen of the guy that followed you into the bathroom. And we still send it to each other.
No, that's wonderful.
It's so funny. So I really recommend it. Take photos, get photos of people, mm-hmm. whatever you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Get the memes.
Yep. I love that. Yeah. I literally was like, I had my film camera, my digital camera, and my phone just alternating my whole party.
Absolutely.
And I was like, I did still have fun though.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's so impressive.
That is impressive.
People were like, are you a photographer? I was like, no.
I just love a digitalized memory. Digitized. I was like, no, I just got a new lens.
I was here just to have excited. Fun.
So funny.
But hope you sluts have a fun Halloween. I hope we have full inboxes after the evening. Tell us about your crush. Tell us about the vampire you made out with in the corner. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Let us know.
And I hope a Machine Gun Kelly buys you a drink.
I hope. May all the Machine Gun Kellys buy. May all the Kens buy you a drink.
Yeah, true. True. This week on American Horror Story, we have a listener submission. It's another good one, another spooky, scary, terrifying dating story. And as Aubrey just said, I hope you have some content to send with us by, you know, the end of Halloween weekend, so we can include it in our next episode. And if you have something silly, scary, goofy you want to share with us, there's links in all our social media bios, links in the show notes, and you can submit your story. Okay. I was casually hooking up with a Leo guy for an embarrassingly long time, several years. I finally gathered the courage to ask him on a real date. But then I get a phone call from a number I didn't recognize. And when I answered it, another woman was on the end of the line. She tells me she's Leo's girlfriend and that they've been together for 5 years and are moving in together soon. She had just found out about Leo's habit of sleeping with other women behind her back. She assures me that she's not mad at me and tells me that if I want to keep seeing him, that's fine, because she loves him and just wants him to be happy. I said, no thanks, girl. He's all yours, and hung up. never blocked a guy so fast in my life.
Beautiful work.
Well, thank God you did. Yikes.
So interesting.
So interesting.
More people need to know about ethical non-monogamy.
Well, exactly.
We're so close here.
We're so close.
Like, aside from you. Like, you didn't know.
Yeah.
But she seems to be open to that, and he seems to want that.
Well, yeah. Or it begs the question, was he trying to piss her off and get her to break up with him? And then she's just like, I just want you to be happy if you need to sleep with other women.
Also a great point.
Which is terrible, honestly.
And then, yeah, and then is she genuinely okay with that?
Right.
Or is she just like, I'll do anything?
Because, like, it just seems like you wouldn't be calling her.
Yeah, that's a power move.
It's such a power move. Like, I just want you to know that, like, I'm his main girlfriend and we've been together for 5 years and we're going to move in together. But, I mean, if you want to still sleep with him, you can, whatever. Like, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's, like, a little bit mean.
It's mean. No,
also,
it's definitely...
Also, why can't he speak for himself?
Well, that's what I mean. I think if it was, like, in terms of, like, changing your relationship boundaries, he would be able to say something.
He needs to say, like, yeah. He needs to be able to say something.
No, just it just
shows
so,
he's like so not trustworthy. Yeah, that she's like, he won't tell you this ever.
Yeah, I know, so weirdo. It is like mean girl vibes though.
Yeah,
so weird. Oh my God. It is just like, hey girl. Like, it's just giving that, like, hi girl.
Hi bestie.
Yeah. Like this DM horror.
Yeah.
So strange.
Yeah. So interesting. You were hooking up for multiple years.
I know.
Also.
I don't know. I guess I did that like so spaced out, honestly. And then yeah, it just like happens to be multiple years.
That's true. Just like a rando thing.
Yeah.
I guess people do that.
Yeah. Because it's like, it could be like literally like two times a year. And then it just ends up being for
years,
3 years.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't know why immediately I'm like, you see each other every weekend.
No, totally.
It took you 100 weekends. Yeah. To be like, maybe something more is going on here.
I know. It is just so interesting, but
seems like you dodged a bullet with this one.
I know, like, I am sorry that I guess too. Did he accept the date and that's where we think the phone call came in, cuz we don't necessarily know.
Maybe. Or yeah, was the date a text? That's what I was assuming.
Oh, maybe.
And then, like, she saw the text. And he never even responded.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is what is happening in my head. We forgot to tell the class that I butt dialed my ex.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot. I've been laughing so hard all week.
It's so funny. Okay, thank
you. Talk about American Horror Story.
No, exactly. I have my own submission. Yeah. Thank you for writing it.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry that happened. Thank you for blocking him.
Yeah. A huge applause to you. Speaking of people that need to be blocked, when we were at Kim Petras, we are having a beautiful time. I had my phone in my hand. I'm enjoying the concert. It's literally like, he treat me like a hoe. I look down and my phone has been on a call with my ex for like 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
6 minutes is a long time. And, you know, this is a conspiracy, but we have Googled and I don't think you can leave a 6 minute
voicemail. No, you can't. I know you can't. They absolutely answered and we're sitting on the other end. I
can't tell you if that's true or not, but that's kind of
allegedly. Allegedly. Hilarious.
So funny.
So funny. And like, I obviously like told a couple people that I saw this week. It's been my story of the week.
And it's a great story.
Yeah. And everyone was like, you know, they were like pressed up the phone, like tried, like, who's there? Like, are they fucking, like, who's on the other side? But I do think it was like, I would just love to hear what they would have heard, because I feel like you would hear Kim Petras.
You would hear Kim Petras.
Like, I don't think it would have just sound like mushy, like,
it's so gargled, loud.
You know, like, I feel like it would definitely sound like a concert.
But even if it was just gargly, like,
hang up.
Hang. I don't know. What happened is that I've literally never used the emergency contact feature on my phone before. Either. I didn't even know it was set up. But they were like still set as my emergency contact.
Yeah.
If you like
press that power button four times or something. Yeah.
Or it's like the medical ID is what it got to. So if you like try to do your passcode in like the bottom left corner, it says like medical ID. I must have like accidentally clicked that and then clicked like call emergency contact. I still haven't changed that, but I need to.
Yeah. So funny.
So funny. And then I honestly meant to test this with you. I don't know if you like call someone with your emergency contact. Does it like say you are their emergency contact?
I don't know. That's what I was. Yeah, that is interesting. Because I was like wondering, like, do they think you're in trouble?
No. Yeah. That's. I also wondered that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I texted them immediately and said, sorry for the butt dial. Just ignore.
Oh, my God. But like, I wish we heard what was happening on the other end.
I know. Hilarious. I'm impressed with myself that I didn't like see it and then go hello and then like that's how the like whatever voicemail or whatever ends. It's just funny. Or it's them and I start talking.
Literally. No, you were shocked.
I just saw it and I was like, oh, look, and then I pressed like end call. Because also at that point I didn't know if like they had called me.
Yeah, no, we had to go to the call log and investigate.
The horrors.
The horrors.
The horrors persist, but so do I. But yeah, that is oh really my God, our that update was so of the week.
Fucking funny, yeah.
Absolutely hilarious. Can't make that shit up.
No.
Well, that's our episode.
That's our episode.
Thank you for joining us. Leave us a 5-star review, please. Follow us on socials. And we'll see you next week for a full-length episode.
Yay. Bye, slut.
Bye.